Good morning, Jeff. Listen, I'd like to ask you, have you ever been part of a food drive?
Yes. Several. Many years ago, when I had my swing band, Prairie Cats, we did an event, kind of a playoff of Dancing with the Stars. We did Swingin' a Star, and we did it for the food bank, a benefit. And we had local celebrities dancing. The Dobbs, Helen and Mary Dobb were our chairs, and they can cut a rug, I got to tell you.
Well, I think we've all probably donated a can of food before. And as we prepare for cookouts and barbecues tomorrow, I wanted to take a turn and talk today about the Food Bank for the Heartland. Hmm. This organization was founded 46 years ago. I was very surprised to find that out. And in their first year, they distributed 38,000 pounds of food through 21 partners. Hmm. In 2024, they are projected to help 600,000 households, distributing 1.6 million pounds of food through 555 partners.
Incredible.
So the need continues to grow. And for a moment, I just want to talk about the difference between a food bank and a food pantry. I did not understand this. But the Food Bank for the Heartland collects food, and then they distribute it through food pantries. Mm-hmm. And that can be anything from a mobile pantry, people who drive around, to a pantry in a church basement. And as that need has continued to grow throughout their 46-year history, I look just at the last couple of years. Of course, in 2018, I forgot we had the federal government shutdown, which created an enormous need. In 2019, we had those historic floods. And then, of course, we can't forget 2020. The COVID need brought their demand up 89%. And that need continues to grow. And the unforeseen demand has meant that because of inflation and continuing lingering COVID difficulties, the end of COVID assistance, that their need is the highest it's been in 42 years.
And do they serve all of Nebraska or just the area?
That's a great question. This particular organization serves 93 counties. So 16 of those are in Iowa and the rest are in Nebraska. And then the Food Bank of Lincoln handles the rest. So
that's a wide area, though.
Yes, between those two organizations, they cover the entire state. Hmm. I was asking Brian Barks, who's the president of the Food Bank, what the future looks like. And he said the evolution of the industry really has put a focus on nutrition. Mm-hmm. He said the phrase used to be can is king. And if you think about that, we've all been asked to donate cans of food, boxes of food, which is great because it's shelf stable. But now there is so much emphasis on health and nutrition. I was really surprised to learn that 75% of what they distribute is actually produce, protein, and dairy.
Yeah, that's interesting because you do tend to think of the can, and that's, again, an important part of it. But
when you think about what people really need nutritiously, it's a lot of that fresher stuff. And so that has really dictated the need for them to get a new facility. You probably heard that they broke ground on a new facility that'll be at a former car dealership at 84th and L. They hope to open in 2026, and it's honoring their mission of more nutrition, because currently at their current facility, they have refrigerated trucks parked in the parking lot because they're just out of room in how to handle all that fresh produce.
But that's going to be a great location, because it'll have a lot of a visual impact.
Right, and logistically, it's going to be way easier for them to get food in and out. But I think one of the things we all think about when we think about food insecurity, especially as we prepare to go to barbecues and cookouts tomorrow, is what can we do to help? Mm-hmm. And there are several ways we can do that. If you are in need of food and you want to seek some food assistance, there's actually a great interactive map on their website that where you can find a pantry, whether it's mobile or a stationary pantry.
Cool. Yeah.
A lot of people like to volunteer. They've got many programs you can volunteer for as a one-off, like their backpack program. They need volunteers all the time. Brian was telling me that one of the things they'll get donated is a 400-pound bag of rice.
I didn't know that rice came in for it, but of course it probably.
So they need volunteers to parse that out. They've got lots of ways to get involved. Restaurant Week, which is coming up in September, will have some components of the food bank. And I don't know if you've ever been to Rocco's Cantina around the CWS. They have a Jello Shots contest where that goes to the food bank.
Okay.
And they have a foodies group. And the last thing is, I would say, consider donating. You can donate cans and boxes like we talked about, but you can also donate money. $1 because of their purchasing power gets you 3 meals.
Awesome. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
Happy 4th.
Happy 4th, Dan. Thanks so much again.